From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. This week's negotiated release of a U.S. soldier from Taliban captivity is shining a spotlight on Latin America. That's because of the unusual number of cases of Americans jailed there, including Floridians. Many think the U.S. should negotiate their freedom, too. WLRN's Tim Padgett has this report.
At least 8 Americans are behind bars in Latin America right now in legally controversial cases. One is Alan Gross. He's serving 15 years in Cuba for bringing illegal satellite equipment. Another is South Florida native and ex-Marine Andrew Tamarisi. He was jailed in March in Tijuana when he says he mistakenly drove his pickup with guns into Mexico. Guns are illegal there. 6 crew members of a Florida-based ship have also been in jail in Honduras for a month now. They had guns on board, but they insist they registered them with authorities there. Frank Mora directs Florida International University's Latin America and Caribbean Center. He says the realities involved in negotiating with all these countries are complicated.
Every case is different. The normal play of politics, of competing interests, of the uniqueness of relationships are very important.
Mora is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Western Hemisphere. He adds that Tamarisi's case is a prime example of the delicate diplomacy required.
Because of the Mexican sensitivity, particularly about Americans carrying weapons in Mexican territory.
Tamarisi suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
2 South Florida public television stations are in merger talks. WPBT and WXEL announced they're working together on a plan to become 1 South Florida PBS station. The 2 stations reach audiences from Miami-Dade County to Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Merger and buyout discussions by the 2 stations have failed at least 3 times in the past 17 years. The merger would mean South Florida has 2, not 3, PBS stations. The 3rd station is WLRN Channel 17, which is a joint license of WLRN Radio under the Miami-Dade County Public School System. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.